Redd barna som sover ute i natt. Redd barna som har sett for mye. Redd barna som plutselig er eldst. Redd barna som flykter. Redd barna som fryser. Redd barna i Gaza. Redd barna i Ukraina. Redd barna i Libanon. Redd barna som ikke skal hjem til jul. Redd barna for 150 kroner i måneden. Reddbarna.no.
In today's world, everybody wants to have a great health, expand the length of their life. But there's one element that so many people overlook, and it's the role of enzymes.
Hei dere, velkommen til oss. Vi Biohacking Girls, din podcast for optimal helse.
Vi to jenter bak rattet. Dette Monica.
Og dette Alette. Vi biohacking-kollegaer og legger sammen våre erfaringer og kunnskap for å inspirere deg til å ta fatt på biohacking for å optimalisere helsen din.
Vi følger med og setter forstørrelsesglass på trender og siste forskning og snakker med verdens toppeksperter innen trening, life coaching, helse og biohacking.
Er du klar for å starte med konkrete hacks, lytte til din egen kropp og ta fatt på din helsemessige reise sammen med oss?
Vi ønsker naturlig tilnærming til helsen vår, og vi snakker til både menn og kvinner.
Du kan gjerne gi tilbakemeldinger til oss under podcasten her, og slå gjerne til med en god stjerne.
Du finner oss også på Instagram og Facebook. Er du klar? Velkommen! Velkommen til en ny uke med oss på podcasten. Og hva om vi nå sier at du skal få møte en av verdens største autoriteter innenfor naturlig kosttilskudd og trening? Og ikke bare det, dette faktisk et varemerke du kjenner godt til.
Vi tar av oss hatten. Vi mer enn begeistret for å møte så mange store og viktige personligheter innenfor helse. Så heldige vi både de vi møter i Norge, men også der ute i verden. Disse kan tilby oss enda mer kunnskap innen dette spennende tema.
Ja, han har vunnet bodybuilding-konkurranser hele 3 ganger, og ikke bare det, men han har gjort det som veganer, noe som ganske utrolig. Og grunnen for at han klarte dette var kunnskap om enzymer. Og hvordan fikk han dette sterke vinnerinstinktet? Jo, det var en hendelse da han var 15 år som åpnet denne veien, men også hans spirituelle søken.
Ja, hans søster døde faktisk av kreft i en alder av 23 år, og denne reisen var han med på. Han så dette hvor syk hun ble, og var veldig, veldig opptatt av å lære seg så mye som mulig om sykdom. Dette ledet han til å fordype seg i bøker og også studere fysikk, finans og psykologi, og han vandret i spirituelle kretser. Han bodde i ashram, han har meditert, han har skrevet bøker, han har vært medforfatter på en haug med bøker, og han har selvsagt opptredd på kongresser over hele verden.
Vi har møtt han in person, og grunnen for at vi ønsket å ha han med oss i dag fordi hans produkter så populære her hjemme. Han den ene halvdelen og skaperen bak Bioptimizer, som da et kosttilskuddsbrand som vi tror på, som vi bruker og som har sett fungere.
Vi snakker om selveste Wade Lightheart, mannen og skaperen bak Bioptimizer. Han har jo laget Magnesium Breakthrough, og det et produkt dere veldig mange kjenner. Det ikke det vi kommer til å snakke noe særlig om i dag, fordi han har veldig mange andre spennende produkter som vi skal fordype oss i.
Ja, han faktisk en av 2 eiere i dette store selskapet, Bioptimizer, og Wade som veganer, og Matt Gallant som den andre, han i keto og i carnivore paleo-verden. Så dette veldig spennende at det 2 eiere som fronter 2 veier innenfor helse med samme produkter. Vi fordyper oss gjennom mange tema i denne samtalen, blant annet hvordan det blir vanskelig å bryte ned proteiner vi spiser, om vi mangler noen av enzymene. Hvordan enzymer kan fikse IBS og SIBO, hvordan man på kort tid kan fikse en matforgiftning, yippie, og hvordan man noen ganger kan hjelpe kroppen med tilskudd. Og for en energi han har, det ble et nydelig møte, Alette. Husker du det? Hvor mye klemmer og skravling og spørsmål om alt mulig?
Ja, han var veldig viril og utrolig hyggelig, som jeg synes alle vi møter i denne verden egentlig, men han var toppet det.
Ikke sant? Så i dag handler det om enzymer som styrer metabolismen, det handler om hjerne og muskler, ufordøyde proteiner, probiotika, tarmproblemer og enzymterapi. Velkommen til Biohacking Girls podcast.
Hi, Wade. So nice to see you again. It was a pleasure to be in your presence at the London Health Optimization Summit. I'm so happy we met already. How are you?
Yeah, well, the pleasure's all mine because, you know, it's not often that I get to hang out with a couple of blonde ladies with my own blondness. So it was like a trifactor of blondness. I felt like I was in my tribe. I'm usually, you know, the odd man out. And so I felt totally at home with my Scandinavian sisters.
Yes, that's great. I mean, you could have Scandinavian roots as well. Do you actually have any European roots?
Apparently, according to my genetic testing, I have a whole lot of Danish genetics. I don't know. I didn't get the height. All I got was the hair and the face. And I was like, boy, I really got the raw end of the deal there. So, you know, oh, well, what can we do?
It's great. Been a pleasure to read your books and to read things you've written in other books and listen to you on different podcasts and talk to you, of course. But if you would just invite to our audience your own story behind your journey, that would be great. Why did it start like and end up where you are today?
I sometimes ask myself this all the time, and I have to pinch myself because, you know, I had aspirational dreams as a young boy that all came true eventually, but it was a long winding road to get there. I started out, you know, grew up in rural Canada, on the East Coast, very much like Scandinavia in its temperature and its climate, and lived an ordinary life, played hockey and did all the kind of things that kids do. Then when I was 15, my sister was diagnosed with cancer. She was 4 years my senior, and I watched her go through the medical model over the next 4 years before she died at the age of 22. Just as I was entering into university at the age of 18, I studied exercise physiology at the University of New Brunswick. And my sister, a couple of things had happened during that. One, she gave me a bodybuilding magazine. And given the circumstances of that, I saw this picture of Troy Zuccotto in California. He was Mr. California and this beautiful girl on the cover. And I was like, man, I want that. That seems like a good plan to me. California was a million miles away, it seemed, and you just didn't ever get there. And of course, learned about Arnold Schwarzenegger, and he was the biggest star in the world, and he had all the muscles, and he was famous, and he was making money, and he was a Mr. Universe and Olympia champion. I was like, man, I'm this plan is great. And he said, hard work, self-discipline, and a positive attitude is the key to success. I'm like, I'm in, right? Everybody worked hard. Nobody knew what self-discipline and a positive attitude was where I was. So those were unique ideas that I had to, you know, learn and develop over time. The tragedy of my sister's death impacted me in that aspect in a couple of ways. One, I can remember coming from the hospital with her, and you should be after a chemotherapy treatment. It's about 55 miles to the hospital. And we'd have to stop five or six times so she could vomit up whatever because of the chemotherapy. And in my 15-year-old self brain, I'm going, why is the treatment seem to be worse than the disease? Like, if you want to be healthy, wouldn't you do things that make you healthy? Because what they're doing doesn't seem to be making her healthy. Now, that's a very low resolution look at things, but I think it's very important. It's like, if you want to be healthy, you should be doing healthy things. Now, little did I know, once I engaged in exercise physiology, nutrition biology at university, that it didn't seem like the professors there knew what that was either. And that was a major disappointment. So after university, I took it upon myself to go on a mission inside this industry to see what constitutes health. Now, I made a couple of critical errors. So I looked at health the way most people do. How do you look on the outside? Which is an element of health, but not the whole picture. I'll give you a case in point. Lance Armstrong. The greatest, perhaps the greatest cyclist in the history of super athlete, you know, on endurance training, has cancer, right? Gets cancer, brain cancer, testicular cancer, all this stuff. You look at the top bodybuilders in the world in professional bodybuilding. Most of their life expectancies is less than the general population. If you look at any professional athlete, most of them deal with compromised lives after the end of their career. Most leave their careers because of injuries. They can't perform at that high level. If you look at the, you know, the stars that are on the cover of magazines and Instagram and all the major movies, many of them are taking a laundry list of pharmaceuticals to keep a certain body weight. They may be engaged in a lot of surgeries in order to, which have complications down the road, in order to maximize their present attractiveness in that given time. Now, I'm not making a condemnation of any of those things, but those are all based on external representations of performance. Performance related. So Lance Armstrong did what he did so he could win Tour de France. The Mr. Olympia or Miss Olympia does what they can to win the bodybuilding contest. The actor or actress that engages in a bunch of short-term gains to look a certain way are doing so to give the appearance, the radiant appearance that we understand genetically but don't understand lifestyle-wise. And so it's a veneer put forth, and some of it is based in truth. Yes, maybe they have more muscle. That's a good thing. Maybe they have great cardiovascular. So that's fitness. But many of those people, in order to get fitness or that external result, that performance-based result, actually hurt their health in order to do so. And so what I recognize, and it took me till 2003 to figure this out. 2003, I went to the Mr. Universe contest. I represented my country. I was doing it on a plant-based diet, which is really weird because I did an experiment after some Eastern philosophy study and nobody said I could do it. And I said, I'm going to take a shot at it to see if I can do it. And I wasn't taking drugs and I wasn't taking meat or anything like that. Because I said, well, people say that it's not possible, but I want to test if what people say is actually true. I wanted to find fundamental principles beyond the regularly, you know, dietary, tribalistic do's and don'ts. And I went to the Mr. Universe contest. I didn't win. I got genetics good enough to get there. I don't have genetics good enough to win. It's a very elite group at the World Championships. After the contest, though, I gained 42 pounds of fat and water in 11 weeks. I went from Mr. Universe to Mr. Marshmallow. And I'm devastated. I'm like, how's this possible? I have Spartan discipline. I'm following the tenets of all the great athletes. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. I get done this contest. I blow up like a house. And I knew there was something I was missing. And so that was a great opportunity. So anybody that's listening, if you have some sort of horrific challenge, maybe you have a genetic condition, maybe you have a metabolic condition, maybe you have a cognitive condition, maybe you have some challenge in your life. What I would say is that is an invitation by divinity to put a little obstacle in your way that you've got to figure out. And when you figure it out, you'll probably be able to share that with the world and make something different. And this is what happened to me. And so number one, I wanted to figure out with health. I thought if I was muscle and ripped and I was, you know, fit on a DEXA scan and all that sort of stuff. Didn't have DEXA scans back then. They had like body fat calipers and stuff like that. I was healthy. And then after this total crash into reality, I wasn't healthy. I was fit. And then I wasn't even fit. And I spoke to a doctor named Dr. Michael O'Brien. Now, Dr. Michael O'Brien was the man that you would, if as a senior citizen, if you were like to cast somebody in the Cocoon movie where these people like, you know, were like centurions and breakdancing and stuff like that, he's this guy for real. Like, he's this radiant, vibrant. He was in his late 70s or 80s. I don't even know. He wouldn't tell us his age, but he was not young. And his skin was clear. His eyes would look through you. He gave a whole lecture, hadn't eaten all day. When he shook your hand, he was just like a grip of steel. I'm like, who is this guy? Anyways, he was just putting stuff out there that was wild. Yeah, this is in 2004. And he talked about enzymes and probiotics and key amino acids and antioxidant aspects of diet and nutrition. And I was like, wow. So Matt, my business partner, him and I were both personal trainers in Vancouver at the time and had different dietary philosophies to achieve our results. And we were often battling back and forth. We see this guy, Dr. O'Brien, and we're like, hey, if we don't do this guy's program, we're disingenuous to our mission to be helping people become healthy and fit and strong. So we did his program. We took all these enzymes. So nobody was talking about enzymes and probiotics in 2004. I mean, so this was like, you know, space talk or something, you know. And guess what? We did it. I went on a completely raw food diet. In 6 months, not only they recommend it to do this for 90 days. I did it for 6 months. I felt so great and so vibrant. I got my body back. I got my health back. I got my brain back. I never felt better. Like, I felt great. Matt went through it. He went back to his regular dietary diet. I pushed the raw food diet for about 2 years. I wanted to go how far I could go within that diet. And then we started a company, which was originally called Freaky Big Naturally. And that company, we wanted to help natural athletes avoid the trap of using hormone augmentation, steroids, and growth hormone, and all of the other medical things that are prevalent in cosmetically driven or performance-based sports. So that's what we did. We started that company. We created a product called Masszymes, because what I discovered on the raw food diet is it was very hard. At a certain point, it was very hard for me to maintain my muscle mass. Now, everyone in that was counter to that space would say, hey, you can't do this type of diet because you can't get enough amino acids from plants. Like, you can't get enough protein from plants. And what I learned from enzymes and probiotics, it's not protein you need, it's amino acids. So whether you're eating a meat diet, a plant-based diet, a keto diet, a paleo diet, if it's your macros diets, and you're counting protein, I'll get into the whole thing on why that's important. It's a very low resolution look at how to maintain your metabolic health, because if you eat 200 grams of protein or 100 grams of protein or 50 grams or 500 grams or whatever, you're consuming this. But we don't know how many amino acids are actually crossing the intestinal barrier to be used as building blocks or to be used as neurotransmitter precursors. And your state of digestion is going to determine how well you convert whatever protein source that you eat into the essential amino acids. And it's the same for carbohydrates. It's the same for fats. It's the same for fibers. Everybody has a genetic predisposition for certain diets, and everybody has a certain state of microbiome in their body. And those factors are going to influence the conversion rate. So enzymes, the enzymatic levels that you have present in your food or are taking externally with your food. Number two, hydrochloric acid levels, which tend to diminish over time or can be disrupted from things like H. pylori overgrowth. Three, the probiotics or the microbiome. What is the, and I always say the microbiome is 10% good, 10% bad, 80% opportunists. It's changing all the time based on your diet, your lifestyle, your environmental conditions, the levels of stress. These factors are going to determine, the combination of those three elements in particular are going to determine how well you convert whatever diet you are consuming into the building blocks and energy sources that your body needs. So to that point, once I understood that, I said, oh, okay, let's see if I can go back to the world championships on a raw food diet. And I did. I was able to do it. Previously, I was eating 250 grams a day of protein, standard for a bodybuilder of my size. When I went back the second time, I was eating 85 grams and was in better condition and was bigger than I was when I was 250, because I'd optimized my digestion, optimized my conversion. And after the contest, so I went to another national championship and went to the world championship again, placed better than I did in the Natural Olympia. I didn't have the blow up afterwards. I had been able to achieve health and high performance. So I was able to answer the question I had when I was 15, you know, 30 years later, or 20 years later. It took me 20 years to figure that out. And I'm going to share with everybody today how you can understand this in 20 minutes.
Perfect. But back to your supplements company. Yes. You started that in 2004?
Yeah, so 2004, we started an education company. Matt and I started online. Here's how it started. It's so funny. So I had just got back from the Mr. Universe contest, and everybody in the industry was completely shocked because I'd done something that no one had done. I'd been to the world championships on a vegetarian diet. It's just like, they're like, people are like, that's not possible. You have to eat meat to have muscles. This is not a problem. No, no. He says, hey, I'm selling courses and stuff online. We could sell a course online. And I looked at him and I'm like, what are you talking about? Nobody's making money online. This is crazy talk. And he's like, no, I've got a bunch of things. I know Matt's a great marketer. I'm doing Google Ads, this new thing called Google Ads. Google Ads. I'm like, dude, I don't even have a computer. I had, prior to the Mr. Universe, I had spent some time in an ashram. I was attempting to become a monk, which the ashram, people who ran the ashram decided that I wasn't qualified or suitable to be a monk. And so they said, sent me back to the world. And I decided to do the Mr. Universe and all that sort of stuff instead. So I said, well, he didn't believe I didn't have a computer. I'd given up all that sort of stuff. I'm just meditating and working out and helping people. And he was like, let's do this. And I said, okay, well, I'll fine. So I borrowed a laptop from a friend of mine and worked at an internet cafe back in the day. Wrote this book with him. We recorded some audios. We put it up on the internet. It became the rage. We were like one of the top bodybuilding sites in the world at that time. I was writing for bodybuilding.com and I did all these sort of stuff. And we had this like cult-like following. And then people wanted to know, how do we optimize amino acid transfer for performance space, like for things. And what happened was, when we got into the enzyme world, we recognized that most enzyme formulations out there didn't have enough proteases and didn't have the three main types, which is protease 3.0, 4.5, 6.0. That just refers to the pH ranges which they work in. So we decided that we were going to start our own company and make the best supplements ever made, no matter what. I had ran a nutrition store. I was aware of the good, the bad, and the ugly in the nutrition space. I had been intimately involved in every single aspect of the nutrition industry, from inside manufacturing, representation, warehousing, stores, owned my own, the whole nine yards. And I determined that I wanted to be one of the good guys in the company, because there are good guy companies out there and good girl companies out there that make these amazing products. And almost all of the founder's story had the same thing. Something went wrong in their life. There was a problem. Everything screwed up. They found this one thing. They had to get a good source. They started it for themselves. They helped a bunch of friends and built a company out of it. And that's exactly what we did. So we started with Masszymes, which we celebrated 20 years of that product being in existence this year, which is very unusual for a supplement. And we've updated it. I think we're on the fourth version of that now. As we get new science, we can continue to improve it. And it's 17 of the most potent enzymes in the world, including five different proteases. And it's a complete proteolytic product, which allows you to optimize the conversion of whatever protein source you eat into amino acids that your body can use. And that's what separates it from virtually every other product. And then from that, eventually we rebranded as we got more into health span and longevity. And we rebranded about 10 years ago, and we call ourselves Bioptimizers. And now I can say this now, we are, for the third year in the row, hit Inc. 5000 as one of the fastest growing companies in the United States. And we're very honored by that, because it's all because of the people who are using your products and getting the benefits and then sharing them with their friends and sharing them with their family. And so we've been around a long time and we're just getting started.
Redd Barna, som sover ute i natt. Redd Barna, som har sett for mye. Redd Barna, som plutselig helst. Redd Barna, som flykter. Redd Barna, som fryser. Redd Barna i Gaza, Redd Barna i Ukraina, Redd Barna i Libanon. Redd Barna som ikke skal hjem til jul. Redd barna for 150 kroner I måneden. Reddbarna.no
Du, jeg trenger en strømavtale. Bare noe enkelt.
Fortum.
Så har jeg jo lyst til å følge med på forbruket mitt.
Fortum.
Hvem strømleverandøren din da?
Fortum.
Enkelt, trygt og oversiktlig. Det ikke rart at Fortum den mest valgte I Norden.
That's so interesting, Wade, that you were able to amp up the proteins without any meat. We need to know what kind of sources you had. And also the partnership with Matt Gallant, and he's into the paleo-keto world. With you two different schools, drifting this big company. I mean, share more about that.
Yeah, so we got started. Matt was an online marketer. I got back from the university, said, it's really weird that you're a vegetarian bodybuilder not doing drugs. I can sell this a course online. I said, are you crazy? Like, nobody's making money online. He was doing ads back in 2004. And I said, I don't even own a computer. I didn't believe he was making money online. He didn't believe I hadn't have a computer. I borrowed a computer and worked at an internet cafe, started writing it, recorded some videos in very short order. We exploded on the scene and we're talking about healthy versions of bodybuilding, helping people avoid drugs and fitness competitors and stuff. And so from that, we got over the next 4 years, I think we coached somewhere around the range of 15,000 people and got all these walks in life. But we recognized there was one problem, right to your question. And that is, it's not about how much protein you eat. It's how much protein you convert into amino acids, which is determined by those digestive elements that I stated. And most people are not getting enough protease or proteolytic enzymes. And they may have predispositions for different types of diets or be deficient in various types of enzymes or bacteria cultures, which means they'll have a proclivity to turn to different types of diets. In other words, there's no one diet fits all. There's a diet that's right for you now, and you can change that if you want to alter your microbiome. So anyways, that was the precursor. We started our first product, Masszymes, which was 17 different enzymes, five different types of proteases, particularly 3.0, 4.0, Oh, a 5 and 6.0, those particular versions of protease allow a complete breakdown of all the amino acids as the pH changes in the digestive system. And so that became a cult-like following. And we were determined we were going to make the best product ever. We're going to get the best people ever. We didn't care about the price. We just wanted the performance. And bodybuilders and fitness competitors, we're a little crazy. Okay. Like we are like they're some of the most disciplined, hyper-focused people in the world. They follow extremely rigid diets like monks and they love it. And we've learned a lot from bodybuilders and fitness competitors in two key areas, how to maintain muscle mass, which is counter to evolutionary dynamics, and how to optimize metabolism for body fat reduction. In other words, nobody does it better than bodybuilders and fitness competitors. They figured this out 50 years ago, yet the population is increasing with metabolic disease and obesity, which is a precursor to every single disease out there and certainly cuts health span and quality of life. So, as well as lifespan. So we eventually, as the bodybuilding community kind of lost its luster for us, I'd done everything in that sort of sport. It's like, but we were always passionate as personal trainers of transforming people's health, taking ordinary people and turning them into physical, vital beings that transformed their courage. It transformed their self-view. It transformed their relationships. It made them able to do more things in life with their kids and their grandkids. And we fell in love with that idea. So we said, hey, let's expand into, now that we've handled this high performance world, let's expand to the general market and address their issues. And so we rebranded as Bioptimizers and rolled out a complete suite of digestive health products, which was our first foray into the expanded market. And then we developed enzyme formulations for the different types of diet because Matt was a keto guy and I'm a vegetarian and he had done full carnivore and I had done full raw food. So like we're literally at the furthest ends of the spectrum and we both started out probably in the middle of the road growing up. And so we felt that we had a good handle on the variances and we would argue about different points, you know, the keto vegetarian arguments and the paleo, like you and I were fighting about this stuff 20 years ago. And what's great about Matt and I is he might make a point or I might make a point. And we're like, oh, gee, man, he's got a point there. So I learned a lot from Matt and he learned a lot from me. And then we started to create a set of universal principles that applied to the widest range of, you know, human possibilities as we could, and then built a set of action steps that a person can take, being what I would say dietary agnostic. In other words, it wasn't about the diet strategy that you're employing. Is it the right diet for you? Is it the right diet for you right now? And is this a diet that you can sustain over time? And for most people, they're going to answer no on one of those questions. And that's okay. You might engage in a diet strategy for a short-term result, overcome an illness, to optimize blood sugar or metabolism, or improve brain performance, or reduce inflammation. But that might not be sustainable over the lifetime. So you need an adaptive diet in between to maybe start, after you go through a restriction, start introducing things. You might change your supplement stocks around as your microbiome change, et cetera, et cetera. And then ultimately you move to the final piece, which is lifestyle. How do you live a great life? How do you have a little bit of variance without feeling guilty? Let's say you go out with your friends on Saturday night, you have a glass of wine, a piece of pizza, but you're not like devastated and overwhelmed by physical symptoms or, you know, subconscious like self-flagellation because you violated the tenets of whatever guru you're following in the diet industry, et cetera. Or you might have been seen by one of your friends and they're like, oh my God, you're having something. Whoa, ho, 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 I guess you're not so holy. You know, we want to avoid all those aspects. And so we wrote a book, it's back here, The Ultimate Nutrition Bible. I have a course coming out to start teaching advisors on that. That should be out by the first of the year. So to certify people to, so that they can actually use the tenets that we did to help, you know, well, I guess it's hundreds of thousands of people now in order to optimize their health. And so that's where we're at today with Bioptimize. And of course, we have a great suite of products. And most people know us for Magnesium Breakthrough, which is an extraordinary product. But we have, you know, sleep products, digestive products, blood sugar regulation products, digestive health products, and every single one of them is, and we're not just saying this, we actually have the lab evidence to prove it. We have the premium product in every single category, and we have the proof behind it. We're one of the only supplement companies that has a full-blown university lab. We have a partnership with the Birch International University in Bosnia. We have just under 20 PhDs and master students doing round-the-clock experiments, which determine what happens in the digestive system. Does that those ingredients cross over the barrier? What elements does your microbiome make? Does it make antioxidants? Does it make these other elements? Does it, what happens to do? Like, and then does that actually get delivered into the cells of your body? So we have specialized microscopes. We use the Infogest system. We're doing bacteria petri dishes. And we go one step level than other supplement companies. Because most supplement companies, what they do is they get a lab assay on your raw ingredients. So they come up with a formulation. They say, I need, you know, this, you know, A, B, C for my formulation. And they order that from the raw manufacturers around the world. And it says 80% of the active ingredient, 50%, 20%, whatever. But what they don't know is if that is active ingredients. And turns out when you get those raws, it's not intuitive. You might have a product that's 100% of the element you're looking for and has no biological activity. And another one that'll be 20% and it has 100% bioactivity and will give you a better result. There might be cofactors inside of that. So they're ordering products based on safety and maybe purity of that product, but not on efficacy. And it all comes down to efficacy. So every single one of our products is curated through that model. So imagine you have an ingredient like Blood Sugar Breakthrough has 13 elements that assist with blood sugar regulation, okay? Berberine being the key indicator. Well, there's tons of different types of berberine out there. There's tons of all these other elements. And we have the ability to select the premium ingredient in every one of those because of our lab testing, amplifying the results of the product exponentially. And that's what separates us. So we basically apply a pharmaceutical model to nutrition products. And we have the lab people in order to do that. And I can tell you out there that like over half of the results we get are unexpected. We go to the lab and we're like, wow, we didn't expect that. And so Matt is really good at leading up. He loves science. He's really into that part. And so one of the reasons why we have such a high repeat customer base and such a loyal following is because our products actually work. And if one of our products isn't right for somebody for whatever reason, we just give them their money back. Like, hey, go redeploy that to some other company. So that answers the question about the good, the bad, and the ugly of the supplement industry. I think a lot of companies have good intentions. I think there's a small margin of, you know, of people who are deceitful, manipulative. They go on trends. They don't have elements. In fact, I know some people like that, and I've cut them out of my life because we all have to pay the cost. Because if you take a product that's, for whatever reason, that should work for you and doesn't, it's a mark against the entire industry. So we're constantly fighting the predatorial, fly-by-night, white-label companies that are built on margin, not on effect. And we've inverted that model. It was a slower growth. Matt and I didn't pay ourselves for 12 years. We paid ourselves in supplements. We were just so passionate about this. But as our reputation built and as the company grew in influence and power, now we're one of the more exciting and helpful brands in the world today.
Hva egentlig kollagen? Jo, det et protein vi har mye av I kroppen, og det hjelper oss med å holde oss sterke og smidige, og det en av de viktigste byggeklossene I alt bindevev hos mennesker, dyr, fisk og fugl.
I huden finner vi kollagenet I det midterste laget dermis, der kollagenfiberne gjør huden fast og glatt. Vi tar tilskudd fordi kroppens produksjon av kollagen den går nedover når vi blir eldre.
Vi tar egentlig mindre og mindre kosttilskudd, særlig om sommeren når vi får mye næring av å være utendørs.
Men kollagenpulveret, The Solution, det har vært med oss I hele sommer, ja, helt siden vi startet å ta det tidlig I vår.
Ja, for vi søker naturlig tiltak til god helse, og dette pulveret støtter hudhelsen vår, og vi har sett resultater på fine linjer, elastitet og cellulitter.
Kollagen I vinden som aldri før. På helsekongresser over hele verden snakkes det nå mye om det nyeste innen forskning på kollagen.
Det føles som mat, og pulveret 100% naturlig. Det bare å blande I favorittdrikken din, og la det virke fra innsiden og ut.
Drømmer du om strålende hud med ungdommelig glød, kan du gå inn på osloskinlab.no og bestille. Biohacking 60 gir deg 60% på første kjøp og 30% på de neste.
Here we have the gut reset guide that you and Matt made, and we can get all your products in Norway. But people get confused what to use when and for what kind of condition. Would you like in a, yeah, a quick
guide? I'll give a simple format. There's three elements that are going to determine 90% or solve 90% of the gut health issues out there. Enzymes, hydrochloric acid, and probiotics. Now there's a laundry list of all of those types out there, what's right for you. So there's a couple little handy tests that you can do preemptively to determine whether something's right for you or not. First off, if you eat a meal, if you feel bloated and heavy after a meal, it's six in your stomach, etc., that sort of thing. What I would suggest you do is take like a cap or, you know, a couple of tablespoons of raw lemon juice, fresh lemons, and take it after your meal. If you see a benefit that you feel that that alleviates your problems, you're deficient in enzymes. 99% of the population is deficient in enzymes. Number two, another little test that you can do is you can take a half teaspoon of baking soda, put it in 4 ounces of water, just a little cup of water, stir it up. On an empty stomach, drink it. If you burp within 5 minutes, you have enough hydrochloric acid. If you don't, You have enough.
Okay.
Yes. If you don't, you don't have sufficient hydrochloric acid. Okay? And when it comes to a good microbiome, you should have a bowel movement for every meal you consume. So if you eat one meal a day, you got to have at least one. If you eat three meals a day or five meals a day or whatever, there are some variances on fiber diets. Like, you know, for example, people who choose a more carnivore diet, it can be very drying in the microbiome and can cause constipation issues is can be an issue. And people like me that are really high on the plant-based side, we'll often get a little bit of stomach distension. And the reason is because if you're eating a lot of fiber, fiber has a much longer transit time, but you'll probably go to the bathroom, way more than the general public. So those are going to be the varies on the spectrum. And most people are going to follow in between those elements. And so from a bacteria culture, do you catch every flu going by? Do you get food poison easily? Do you have problems, with depression and things like that? Oftentimes that's due to not enough of the right bacteria for serotonin. Do you have bad breath and crusty eyes in the morning? If you have those elements, you've got to get your microbiome figured out. Most people have a disrupted microbiome just because of all the chemicals and stuff. And so what we've done is we've assembled our first main three components of defense, Masszymes. It's enzymes for the masses, 17 different enzymes, covers virtually every diet from raw food to carnivore. Best enzyme product by far out there. And we know for a fact it's 600% more effective than the second best product on the market and 2400% more effective than the leading brand on store shelves. That's been proven in our lab. We'll be demonstrating that in the very near future in some of our marketing. Hydrochloric acid, one capsule, maybe two, depending on your age, and it's going to come down to that test that I just told you, the baking soda test. And then, so I would take three Masszymes, one hydrochloric acid, and then two P3OM probiotics. Now, P3OM is a unique probiotic, which was developed by Michael Bryan, the guy that we met. He ended up allowing us with the patent for that product. And what he did is he took L. plantarum, which is a robust bacteria culture to begin with. He put it through a toxic soup, very much like a really bad environment. Ran a sine wave through that soup that allowed about 2% of them to survive. It's kind of like a Navy SEALs training. And what happens is the bacteria mutates and it has all of these characteristics above and beyond any bacteria culture out there, any probiotic. And they're so potent, we've put the US patent on our website. We can't discuss this on podcasts. It will get us shut down. But when you go onto that podcast and actually see the US, or you go onto the website and see the US patent of what it actually does, you'll realize that you will want this probiotic in your life forever. So you can either do the enzymes, hydrochloric acid. I do the 3-2-1, three Masszymes, two probiotics, one hydrochloric acid. That works for most people just before meals. And then some people will like to just do the P3OM before bed, like four P3OMs before bed. And that's fine. And if you don't need the hydrochloric acid, don't take it.
Okay. So you do this before your meal. Three enzymes? Yeah.
Yeah. Two probiotics.
Yeah.
One hydrochloric acid. If budget is a constraint, and for most people it is, you may not need the hydrochloric acid if you do that test. So you can just drop the hydrochloric acid if you have good hydrochloric acid levels. Just take the three Masszymes. And you can do four P3OM before bed. And the reason why, it's a transient strain of probiotics. What that means, it'll actually go through the blood and clean up undigested proteins. Because one of the things that it does is it digests undigested proteins. If you know anything about gut health, undigested proteins in your intestines is what feeds the bad bacteria, leads to bacteria overgrowth, proliferates, with a bunch of neurotoxins, indole, skatol, which disrupt cognitive function. Brain fog is a great example. You know, I talked about the crusty eyes, the bad breath. Those things are saying that you have a bacteria culture running wild inside your digestive tract. And if you have that going on, it's going to be very hard for you to be successful on any single diet strategy. You clean up your gut, and what becomes available is you have a greater range of dietary choices, a greater range of healthy choices that don't make you feel bad. And that's why it has such a powerful effect.
And these enzymes, they work even if you're a carnivore or a vegan. You can have whatever strategies for
correct.
Your... Yeah, okay.
Yes. Now, I will add one caveat just to throw a wrinkle into, because there's going to be some super elitists on here and I want to talk to them as well. And that is, there are some elements that you can optimize. So we created a Vegzyme product for people on a plant-based diet. We've added a range of fiber digesting enzymes because the fiber content in plant-based people is much higher and they have a little bit more trouble extracting amino acids, because not because you have a problem with the plants, but oftentimes the thing with plant-based consumers is they don't consume enough plant protein to get sufficient amino acids. It's not that they have the conversion problem. So the Vegzymes helps there. And we also have Capex, which is an enzyme for ketogenic people. I couldn't do the ketogenic diet. I tried the ketogenic, and it wouldn't work for me because when I hit my fat levels to a certain point, I would get oil in my stools because genetically, and this is before genetic testing, I don't digest fats that well. Now, Matt went to a ketogenic diet because he didn't digest, like, carbohydrates, he wants sugar. He didn't digest those things very well. So he would go to sugar. So he went to the keto to cut the sugar cravings. He did really well on it. And he metabolized fats well. And so we argued about this for years. You know, here's Wade, the plant guy, staying away from a lot of fats. He's the keto guy staying away from all the carbohydrates. And to win that argument, he built Capex so that it has four different types of lipase plus our masszymes, the three proteases and our masszymes and that, and a bunch of bile stimulants and everything. And so I could take that and increase my fat intake and not have the problems. And there are some specific benefits for essential fatty acids, which may is also a challenge for vegetarians. And so I use a little bit of Capex now. I use Vegzymes when he eats big salads, because he's a ketogenic guy, but he likes to have a big salad here and there because he likes how he feels on it. He adds the Vegzymes. Masszymes is a staple, but these are variants. And then, we have a gluten enzyme called Gluten Guardian for people who have problems with gluten. So we've built enzymes particular for different diet strategies and for different preferences and specific situations of compromisation. But Masszymes will cover most of them.
Okay, question. How many months would you use this stack of 3, 2, and 1? And would you use them all the time? And also, I've heard you fix your food poisoning and other people's food poisoning because you always carry P3 on in your bag. Tell us.
Yeah. Minimum of 90 days. And during that 90 days, I would suggest, if you want accelerated results, take 5 Masszymes twice on an empty stomach. And the reason is that'll start to clean out any buildup inside of the system. A really interesting aspect is you'll never find an enzyme in a stool. Dr. Edward Howell discussed this in his book, Food Enzymes for Health and Longevity. He was one of the pioneers of enzymes. And it appears that enzymes not used in the digestive process actually get reused and converted into other enzymatic processes. And I had evidence of this when I was running my holistic health clinic in Vancouver. So I would take people that had, let's say they had skin conditions. Well, I would load them up with lipase, which is an enzyme that digests fats, and I noticed their skin conditions would go away. Then I had people on who were diabetics, and we were trying to control their blood sugar. Well, I would get their dietary a certain way, and then I would start giving them amylase and the enzymes, like Masszymes has all these, by the way. And we'd notice they needed less insulin because their blood sugar became more stable. And then people that were prone to mental challenges, or like particularly in depression and anxiety and things like that, low mood type related conditions, the blahs. Well, when we added proteolytic enzymes, they seem to be able to feel better more frequently. And I believe that was because they were not able to produce the serotonin, which 95% is in their gut. And actually, we developed a probiotic later on called Cognibiotics. So I had a lot of people in my sphere that had challenges of that, which is a series of bacteria cultures which actually improve, that were actually shown to build the neurotransmitters like serotonin that makes you feel good, because 95% of it is built in the gut. And I have some folks who swear by it that were on SSRIs for years and were able to get off them with the guidance of a naturopathic doctor using magnesium, Cognibiotics, and our digestive health stack, which is pretty exciting. I'm not saying that as a treatment or a cure to just serve anybody, but I'm saying that with under the guidance of a qualified doctor, it's possible to make these things in certain conditions. And I do believe that a lot of people, because of microbiome problems, are having that issue. So going back 90 days, what I've found, though, is most people, once they get on that program, feel so good and their digestion is so improving and they feel more energy and more vitality. They don't use up their metabolic enzymes for digestion. A lot of people stay on it literally forever because it's like, okay, feeling good is worth this.
Redd Barna, som sover ute I natt. Redd Barna, som har sett for mye. Redd Barna, som plutselig helst. Redd Barna, som flykter. Redd Barna, som fryser. Redd Barna I Gaza. Redd Barna I Ukraina. Redd Barna I Libanon. Redd Barna, som ikke skal hjem til jul. Redd Barna for 150 kroner I måneden. Reddbarna.no.
Du, vi må vaske klær. Strømmen billig nå?
Sjekk appen.
Jeg lurer på hvor mye strøm vi bruker på en dag, ja.
Sjekk appen da vel.
Hvilken app?
Fortum-appen.
Nå?
Fortum-appen gir deg oversikt og trygghet. Kanskje det derfor vi Nordens mest valgte.
And the hack for food poisoning was how many capsules?
Yeah, about 10 immediately from when you feel the symptoms and about 10 again within an hour after. And if there's any persistence, do 10 again in an hour or two after. Most people, it corrects within the first, usually you'll feel relief within 30 minutes.
Wow.
And then you take the rest and knock the thing completely out and then you do an insurance. I've saved a couple weddings in Mexico. Single-handedly with that stack, you know, I'd be walking around literally to the people and, you know, with their spouse lying by their head by the toilet. And I'm like, just take a handful of these. And I didn't even count. I just like, just take a handful and I'd be handing them out. So I always, when I go to events like that in the tropics where there's, you know, more incidence of food poisoning, I always take a bunch of extra bottles because I know I'm going to be the most popular guy at some point in the trip.
This is so funny because, you know, Steinar from Superstate, he always talks about the P3-ohm, that it's going to be the new magnesium, because everybody in Norway, at least our listeners, they would use this. This is the number one here in Norway. But let's see if the market is changing a bit, because we know Superstate has stacked up all the products now, so it's possible for us to get them.
Yeah, P3-ohm, here's the thing about P3-ohm that's really neat as you take more and more of it. Your immune system functions. So what happens when you take a virus? A virus attaches onto your cells via a protein link. Now everybody knows about this through mRNA technology and viral stuff like that. So what's interesting about P3-ohm, because it is a proteolytic probiotic, most probiotics work on sugars. That's their primary consumer food, like carbohydrates, fibers, sugars, these type of things is what they'll live on. But P3-ohm actually breaks down protein. And what's interesting is all viruses have a little protein coating. And what P3-ohm goes in, it starts eating that protein, and then the virus cannot link in to your cells. I've been taking P3-ohm now for 20 years.
Really?
Yes. And in the 20 years, I've had two brief sicknesses. One was with COVID. I didn't get the COVID. The COVID thing got me. Which was so unusual for me, because what happens when you have a lot of this going in, literally when something comes around, I actually feel my immune system respond. I can actually feel it upregulating. There's a feeling I get, and I go, oh, you know how you get that feeling of something's coming on?
Yeah.
Well, not only do I get the something coming on, I've been exposed to something, I also feel an immune system response inside of my body. Amazing. And I go, oh, I'm going to take some more P through M to support my situation. What was interesting when I did the COVID thing is I could feel my nervous system continuing to rev up, but it couldn't figure out what this situation was, which I, at the time, this was way before anybody knew it, I was like, this is not a normal virus. This is not coming from the normal field of replication. And now the evidence has turned out that was likely true. This was a lab enhanced virus, according to Eric and Heather Weinstein, who are biologists who are qualified to make that statement. I'm repeating them. If you want to go to their Dark Horse podcast, it's great. So, you know, I don't think that, I'm not so sure P3M can figure out novel gain of function viruses, but it's certainly good against everything else.
Oh, this is a lesson in enzymes. But these enzymes, do we lose them when we get older? Do we need more as we get older? And how about the production? Do we stop our own production when we take them orally?
Yeah, no, great questions. So you want to go back to one of the pioneers of the industry. So first, the most famous studies were done by Pottinger's cats. And he did a bunch of experiments. And then Dr. Howe came along, and you can read about this in his book, Food Enzymes for Health and Longevity, and also in Enzyme Nutrition. Food Enzymes for Health and Longevity is a lot more dense and more medical based, and the other one is more insightful, easier read on enzyme nutrition. But what Howe did is he took dogs, cats, rats, you know, various animal species, and he divided them up into three categories. Those that ate a raw food diet, which has the enzymes present. See, all cooking, all pasteurization, all sterilization, all of these things which allow us to store and use food later, which are beneficial, destroy all the enzymes because the enzymes will break it down and rot the food. That's why they irradiate everything that goes in the grocery store to disrupt the enzymes, or it will rot on the shelves faster. Okay? Because enzymes will break down. And every single food source has its own enzymes. And when that organism is died or plucked or killed or whatever that happens to be, whether it's an animal or plant-based, those enzymes then start to become activate. And that's what creates the oxidization process. It amplifies and speeds up chemical processes in the body. Now, all species on the planet consume their food in a raw state. Zebras in a raw state. Bears eat blueberries and salmon in a raw state. Horses eat grass in a raw state. Now they'll get the enzymes and the bacteria cultures that are native to that particular product, and there fits with their digestion. So what happens in the modern world is we've been consuming all these foods and stuff like that without the enzymes. And what is the number one problem in the United States, which leads the world in obesity and disease? It spends more money on medical health than any other country in the world, and many of them combined, and the population keeps getting worse, and it's all related to metabolic disease. Tucker Carlson just did a great interview this on Ozempic with a doctor and explained the problems of metabolic disease. Well, I'm going to tie this all together in this really unique bow, so bear with me. Well, it turns out that the animals that Howell tested, he fed the one group cooked food, another one raw food, and another one with supplemental enzymes, exogenous enzymes. In none of the ones that ate the cooked food died the earliest. The ones that ate the raw food lived pretty well, and the ones that had the supplemental enzymes lived the longest. Over generations, by third generation of an enzymatically deficient diet, the species demonstrated inability to procreate, massive amounts of genetic mutations, and sociological behavior that was not native to the species. In the 1950s, with the advent of conventional farming, the chemicals, the fertilizers, all these things, which also stripped away many of the essential probiotics and enzymes inside the food that we're consuming. He said that in three generations, we're going to have a population issue, we're going to have a sociological issue, and we are going to have an explosion of genetic-based diseases. He couldn't have predicted the vast array of chemical agents that have been added to our food globally. Globally. So wherever the food's coming from, we're exposed to it. When it comes over across borders, they will blast it with various things to prevent, you know, what do they test you when you fly in an airport? Do you have any, we're on a farm, were you on these things? Why? Because they're concerned about contamination across countries. And guess what? We're in that state right now. Look at birth rates. You look at the creation. It's all in civilized societies that rely on conventionalized foods that have been used for distribution of large population masses. So I'm not condemning governments. I'm not saying that was the wrong thing. I'm not saying all that stuff. I'm saying these were the consequences. So there's no solutions in life. There's trade-offs. So you don't find enzymes in stool samples. And we already have anecdotal evidence, which I shared, that if you take these enzymes, some of these symptoms that people are getting, which are metabolic related or chemical related, which are usually adjuncts because you have a genetic predisposition for that, and then your lifestyle amplifies the manifestation of that condition. Well, I believe that enzymes and probiotics, which would be naturally occurring in our diet, if we were eating a naturally occurring diet, we can supplement those directly related to the diet that suits us best and our own genetics and individualization and take those. And I believe we will live longer. I believe we will live stronger and we'll have a life of vibrant health. And to that point, a year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, I guess now, I decided I would come back into competition at 50 years old. And I went back into won the Ironman International Combat, went back to the World Championships, was in the same condition that I was literally when I was 35 years old, which was my last contest and that sort of thing. I beat kids that were 26, 27, 28, and I felt great the entire time. And then afterwards, I went and started a marathon, ran a marathon. Never ran a marathon before. Did 6 months training. No bodybuilders run marathons. And I ran a marathon. So I'm not that great as a bodybuilder. I can get to the world champs. I can't win it. But I was able to demonstrate I can even switch sports into a total error because I have the enzymatic reserves of someone half my age. And because of that, it gives me an array of choices. And I'm sharing with you that not to brag or to put this up. What I'm sharing with people, and I'm so passionate about sharing this information with people. I got lucky. I hit a bad pothole in the road on my way to Mr. Universe. I met a remarkable individual, Dr. Michael O'Brien. I took a chance on what he taught Matt and I. We both did. It worked for both of us, despite our different diets. We decided this was so important. We were going to build a company. We weren't even going to pay ourselves for 12 years because we were so passionate about it. And that spawned by Optimizers, which is one of the fastest growing brands because we didn't compromise quality. We went all in on the formulations. We gave people their money back if it didn't work. We wrapped it around an education program that allowed people to know exactly how to use this. And it started a worldwide movement. And I believe that those principles are not just for our clients, our friends, and our colleagues, but it's also an invitation for other nutrition companies out there to do the same thing so that we can create a new paradigm for health and vitality and longevity and health span that will make the current model obsolete.
Biohacking handler om å optimalisere helsen, og dette gjelder I aller høyeste grad hudhelsen.
Nå på høsten trenger huden litt ekstra. Jeg som fortsatt bor I Norge kjenner at huden min blir tørrere, lettere rød og har fått seg noen pigmentflekker I løpet av sommeren.
Ja, jeg kjenner selv I Spania at huden I endring på høsten, og huden har sin helt egen cirkadianske rytme som følger årstidene.
Vi så glade for å ha det svenske, naturlige hudpleieserien Skinome med som samarbeidspartnere på podden igjen. De produserer fersk og forskningsbasert hudpleie, akkurat som en biohacker digger.
Og nå har de kommet med to nye spennende produkter som glimrende for denne årstiden. Fuktkremen Derma Illusion, den roer ned rød, irritert og sensitiv hud, og passer perfekt med det nye serumet Acelic Concentrate, som inneholder 10% acelainsyre, som hjelper med å balansere bakteriene i huden, som kan være årsak til rosacea og hyperpigmentering.
Vi må også fremheve Probiotic Concentrate, som vi har brukt en stund nå. Med sine over 100 millioner levende lactic acid-bakterier gir den huden en deilig og myk overflate og styrker alle de gode hudbakteriene vi har. Dette grunnen til vår gode hudhelse. Denne vi blitt avhengig av.
Ja, og det så herlig at det føles som mat for huden. Gå inn på skinom.com og bruk rabattkoden BIOHACKINGGIRLS20 om du keen på å teste.
This is business, and maybe some of the listeners cannot afford supplementation. Is there any other way around? And would we do this for the rest of our lives? And, you know, we have big pharma and we have the world of natural supplementation. They are both selling ideas and thoughts. So we have to sit back as consumers to take responsibility for economy and for everything. What would you be your take on this?
Yeah. One of the most effective things, if you study long-living, healthy populations in the world, is this. All of them have some form of fermented foods that they eat. So if you can't afford supplements, get into food fermentation, you know, whether that's making, you know, like sauerkraut or your own types of yogurts and things like that, relative to your culture, your diet, and your environment. Very, very important for you. Second thing, develop strong social bonds. Okay. Third, eat less. So those three elements will carry an ordinary person without many resources a long ways. I created an education program on Bioptimizers. It's called the 84 Days Awesome Health System. Awesome is an acronym, and that acronym stands for AIR, water, exercise, sunlight, optimizers, mental beliefs and attitude, education, testing, and coaching. And I walk people through an 84-day program where you will identify what you need to do. Now, keep in mind, the optimizers, which are enzymes, probiotics, essential amino acids, essential fatty acids, right, and herbs, minerals and vitamins, as well, essential minerals and essential vitamins. Those elements, we don't even get to until you get good breathing practice, learn how to breathe properly, hydration properly, and daily exercise. You've got to get those figured out before your diet. I've seen people healthy on a variety of different diets. I've not seen people who are healthy who don't have good exercise habits, good hydration habits, and good breathing habits. And those are all free. That's the thing. Those are cheap. So no one wants to tell you about them. That's why I give it away for free on my course online. Because like you need to understand these fundamental things before you get into supplementation, before you get into like overt dietary strategies. Get the fundamentals down first and then move forward. That's why we give the whole program away. And you can see the logic and reason and how to construct that for your own life. In fact, I've got it down to a 15-minute routine for anybody that they can start in the morning that will start their day and turbocharge their life.
Would love to have the link on that one.
Yeah, it's a really good point, Wade, that supplements are supplements. They cannot be your lifestyle. So yeah. Okay, so Bioptimizer, it's become a big company now. And do you have anything exciting to share with us? Anything new coming up in the pipeline?
Oh man, do we ever. So we have this problem at Bioptimizers. So for those who don't know my business partner, Matt is an idea machine. And so we will look at the latest research. We'll get an idea. We send it over. We have two developmental producers. We have the lab in Bosnia, which produces things. We have the Masters of Molecules, MOM, which is run by Mark, another super kind of polymath genius. And we're creating everything you can imagine. So we have robots, which are building supplements, is one of the elements that we're in. We have a mushroom drink called Mushroom Breakthrough that I think is absolutely extraordinary starting today. It's the best tasting. Like, we've been able to take the extracts of mushrooms, like 100 to 1 and 50 to 1 extracts, so that your morning cup of this kind of either chocolatey or salty caramel mix, which tastes great, doesn't have any sugar, and it's like hot chocolate or something. There's 1.2 pounds. It's the equivalent of 1.2 pounds of mushrooms in every aspect of that. So the cognitive benefit that you get, the brain-derived nootropic factor in that, is amazing. It's my favorite nootropic there is. It just settles your brain, makes you feel good, and you have that, your capacity for learning. We've got that going on. We are, this is one element I want to talk, I really, 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 really want to talk about in the major area around this whole conversation around hydration and that's going on in the world right now. And almost everybody has got it wrong. The biggest brands in the world has got it wrong. It's not along with science. We've got the science back. So we're going to do something on that very, very, very soon. That's going to happen very, very shortly. So I'm trying to hold myself back from that one. I don't want to spill the beans, but I'm excited about that. We have in the development pipeline right now over 20 different products to release. The problem is, it's too, like, we can't, our teams can't bring these products out to market fast enough and put all the marketing and research, because when you're selling a premium product like we do, it builds a following, and it starts with what I call the diehards, the people that we see at the biohacking components and the health fairs and all stuff. They're price insensitive to, and they're much more interested in experimentation. And what happens, they'll try one of our products and they're like, wow, this is really something. Like our blood sugar breakthrough, which is going to be rebranded Berberine Breakthrough. What it does for people's blood sugar is absolutely extraordinary. It's extraordinary. And almost nobody knows it, but it's starting to get a little bit of a following, which, you know, that you have the early adopters and then you have the second phase and through it. For whatever reason, that's how Bioptimizers works. You know, we have a great sleep product. Same thing. People do amazing results in sleep. We're now releasing the sleep caps. We had a powder. Some people don't want the powder. So we got the sleep caps. Matt has a sleeping issue. He always had trouble getting to sleep and staying asleep and getting deep sleep. This will crush your sleep. If you stack it with magnesium, it's amazing as well. You can even really, you know, probably amp up 30 minutes to an extra hour of deep sleep, which is transformative for a lot of people. Yeah.
I love that. It's my little night cup when I'm reading a book. I just love it. I used 2 scoops already. So I used 2, I leveled up to 2 scoops now. I love it.
Yeah, I'm a three scooper. Some people only need one. That's why we did the powder originally, because there's a big variance in what's the right dose for somebody.
Yes.
So that's another, the caps will be coming out this fall.
Tell us about the microbiome.
But Microbiome Breakthrough is an extraordinary product in that it literally seals leaky gut, period. And we have 2 flavors, vanilla and chocolate. And it has 3 different probiotics. It has another element called IG Max Y. And that has been shown to seal the gut. It's an extract out of eggs. And it's not hypoallergenic, so you don't have to worry about egg things or anything like that. You take that like a scoop in the morning. First off, I use the vanilla every day because it tastes like frosting. And I like frosting. I don't get to eat enough frosting. But so I have that every morning. It tastes amazing. It just melts in your mouth like frosting. And it goes in and just seals leaky gut. Wow. So most people, according to Harvard, are suffering from some form of leaky gut. And what happens when you have leaky gut, undigested proteins go into your bloodstream and you have an autoimmune response. And this makes you draggy and tired and all of those things. And so you can eliminate that with Microbiome Breakthrough. It's amazing and it's fantastic and tastes great.
And you could take it without celiac disease or if you don't have like IBS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you'll feel it. And a great time to test it. You know, you go out and have one of those spicy meals or et cetera. And you got that little bit of a burning in the morning, or you did something off and you got that kind of burning sensation.
Yes.
Take a scoop or two of that in the morning and wait 30 minutes. It's gone.
Wow.
It's gone. And you're like, oh, wow, I can really feel the difference. So under extreme, Matt and I always believe, take things to an extreme, test it in the extreme, and then it works in the general case.
How wonderful. We are so lucky to have a discount for 2 weeks now from Superstate on all the products.
Yep.
20% off for our listeners. So we really amp up inspiring people to test out all these nice products from you, Wade and Matt.
Yeah.
It's yeah, well, thank you so much. It's so great to connect with you guys in London, and hopefully we'll see you at one of the new events. And for all our listeners, I would encourage you to go check out our site at Bioptimizers. Try the 84 days, which I recommended, which kind of sorts out all of the information. Our customer support staff is great. We'll answer any single question you have. I've actually answered over 14,000 questions personally, and that goes into an algorithm that my staff use. We have real people on the phone lines.
Perfect.
Real people. So it's not bots. It's not AI people. It's real people, whether it's text, whether it's phone, whether it's email. We have real people that are empowered to solve your problem, take care of things, all that sort of stuff. Because we're really a human-based company. And we're in it for the long run. We're really excited to have you guys have us on today. And thank you so much for that. And then, of course, if you really want to get crazy, you can get our Ultimate Nutrition Bible. This is a textbook. You don't have to read the whole thing. It shares with you how to be successful on any single diet, how it suits your lifestyle, how it fits your emotional, psychological, spiritual belief systems inside of that. It's a really all-encompassing conceptual idea to unify the dietary principles under one set things and allow you to adjust for your own personal choices. And we'll be offering certification in that course in the new year so that we can teach the world. This is a mission of mine, to eliminate the dietary tribalism of everybody saying, you know, my tribe is better than your tribe. And that's, we have to unify as a field if we want to overcome and create the new paradigm of health, as opposed to continue to suffer as victims of the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Love it. Love it. We'll make sure to put a link to the Bible too. The Bible is great. Okay. It's a Bible. Okay. Thank you very much. Wait for your time. We appreciate it. We hope to see you here in Norway one time, but until then,
I can't wait.
Have a great week furthermore, and we'll talk soon again.
Thanks so much. Take care.
Thank you.
Dette var mye informasjon. Wade pratet på. Og det var veldig, veldig interessant. Jeg synes han var flink til å forklare, selv om det vanskelige ord på engelsk, så synes jeg han snakker rolig og ja, det var mye å sette seg inn i her.
Det jo litt som man snakket om før, Alette, når man har noen gjester som, det går nesten ikke an å avbryte heller, om man har så mye med det så opp, så bare det, så høre på podcasten og vite at vi sitter med så mange spørsmål, mens det ikke så lett å komme til. Men allikevel så sier de jo ofte det vi tenkte på allikevel da. Og dette jeg synes var interessant er hvordan man skal klare å bryte ned proteinene, for nå det en veldig trend på å spise mye proteiner, opp til 30 gram på hvert eneste måltid, at de faktisk blir brutt ned til aminosyrer og blir brutt ned i tarmene våre, det er jo her han er så utrolig lidenskapelig opptatt av enzymenes arbeid for å få dette til.
Ja, det er jo det hele Bioptimizer startet med, var jo dette med tarmhelsen og enzymen. Han forteller jo den historien om hvordan han etter den siste bodybuilding-konkurransen hans bare este ut og følte seg skikkelig dårlig, og da helt tilfeldig ble introdusert for en lege som introduserte han for denne enzymterapien. Veldig kul og historie egentlig. Og når han da startet med det og møtte Matt og de sammen startet Bioptimizer, så var det jo dette med tarmhelse og opptak av proteiner og nedbrytning av maten og alle disse tingene som de var lidenskapelig opptatt av på den tiden.
Og grunnen for at dette selskapet blir troverdig er jo fordi de har så sterke og individuelle og forskjellige stemmer innenfor den helsefilosofien de står for begge to. Og han sier jo det også, at de krangler som fyller fyker iblant, at de bare ikke klarer helt å bli enig, men at det ofte resulterer i et nytt produkt, da, noe som trengs i markedet først og fremst, ikke bare for sitt eget individuelle behov. Hadde de to vært helt like, så hadde nok ikke produktet vært så populært, tenker jeg.
Det tror jeg også, og helt på slutten, når vi snakker om det at han har så lyst til å bli ferdig med disse diettdogmene og denne polariseringen, og at de er så to forskjellige mennesker som kan jobbe så godt sammen, det viser bare at det er mulig, og den reisen synes jeg vi alle skal tenke litt på og bli med på, for det har ikke så veldig mye å si hva man putter i munnen sin, man kan lære veldig mye av hverandre.
Ja, og nå forstår jeg også hvorfor Superstate og Steinar alltid snakker om denne 90-dagers utprøvingen av den tarmprotokollen som de kjører. Jeg har aldri gjort det. Jeg har brukt Nesenzymes og litt probiotika innimellom. Jeg har aldri tatt den protokollen, men nå virker jo det litt fristende, sånn som han snakker om det, å få enda mer enzymer i kroppen og i tarmene våre.
Hydrochloric acid-testen, den er ganske kul. Du tar en halv teskje med baking soda i et glass vann og drikker, og hvis du da raper etter 5 minutter, så er du all good. Da trenger du ikke å ta tilskudd av hydrochloric acid.
Og det er litt viktig, fordi at det er mye produkter på markedet, og man har ikke lyst til å bare tømme lommeboken vår for alle nye trender og alt man holder på med, så finn i alle fall ut om du trenger det før du skal gå i gang. Og det kan hende at ikke du har problemer med tarmene dine i det hele tatt, at du går nok på do. Men han sier jo i andre podcaster da at alt det du tar inn skal også komme ut. Hvis du spiser 1 kilo med mat, eller 2 eller 3, så skal like mye mengder komme ut på en eller annen måte. Så hvis du holder på for mye av dette, så er jo det ikke bra for helsen vår.
Han har jo en veldig kul test når det gjelder enzymer også, om vi trenger det. For han mener jo at 90-99% av oss ikke har nok enzymer i tarmene. Og det han sa da var at om morgenen, når du står opp så, og føler deg litt sånn uggen, så hvis du tar og skviser sitron, saft og drikker det, og hvis du da føler deg bedre, så betyr det at du ikke har nok enzymer. Så enkle tester.
Og hvis du da helt til slutt har lyst til å bli en helt eller en heltinne på fest, hvis du skal i bryllup og sånne ting, så ta med deg en boks med Microbiome Breakthrough. Den har sjokolade eller vaniljesmak, og da kan du ta en scoop og to av dette, og så redder du enhver form for matforgiftning. Ifølge han. Vi får nå se om det virker. Men i alle fall en ting er sikkert, at vi venter på noen spennende nyheter derifra. Han klarte nesten ikke å holde seg, men han gjorde det da. Men det handler om hydration og litt nye ting som kom på markedet. Så jeg håper du koser deg med denne podcasten, og at du går inn og sjekker ut hjemmesiden til Wade Lightheart, og kanskje til og med har lyst til å melde deg på kursene hans som han har, eller til og med gå og sjekke ut produktene. Vi har i alle fall fått et supertilbud fra Superstate, så nå i 2 uker så har vi denne fantastiske rabattkoden.
Bio20 på alle BioOptimizers produkter hos Superstate i 2 uker.
Da ønsker vi dere en fantastisk uke og happy
biohacking!
Vi minner om at dere må snakke med egen lege eller kostholdsveileder om dietter og andre spørsmål relatert til medisiner og supplementer. Informasjon med dele kan ikke bli brukt til å diagnostisere, behandle, forebygge eller kurere noen sykdommer eller tilstander.
Redd barna som sover ute i natt. Redd barna som har sett for mye. Redd barna som plutselig er eldst. Redd barna som flykter. Redd barna som fryser. Redd barna i Gaza. Redd barna i Ukraina. Redd barna i Libanon. Redd barna som ikke skal hjem til jul. Redd barna for 150 kroner i måneden. Reddbarna.no